When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So the district attorney has finally talked in the Jesse Butler case. We've been following this. You've been following this. We've all been following this because it's a case of insanity, unlike anything I think a lot of us have seen or expected to see or thought could even take place. After weeks of silence, after national news coverage, after protests on the courthouse steps, after victims' families went to ABC Nightline to tell the world that the system failed their daughters, Laura Austin Thompson, Payne County District Attorney, released a statement. And here's the thing about that statement. It's not an explanation. It's not accountability. It's what we tend to call something that is known as damage control, dressed up as legalese. It's a document designed to make a horrific outcome sound reasonable, to make institutional failure look like careful procedural judgment. And I'm going to walk through it piece by piece because the people of Oklahoma and, frankly, anyone paying attention to how the justice system handles sexual violence deserves to understand what's actually being said here and what's being left out. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. Why anyone's wanting to stand up for their horrible choice? I don't know. But yeah. Let's start with the framing. The very first line of substance in her statement describes this case as conducted by a 16-year-old male directed at similarly aged young women. Conduct. That's the word she chose. Conduct. Like she was passing notes in class. It's conduct. You know, like rape is conduct. I'm sorry, I performed conduct on you. I was violating and ruining your psyche for the rest of your life. Conduct. Nice. Nice word. That's the word she chose, conduct. Like he was passing notes in class. Like he got conduct or got caught smoking behind the gym. Jesse Butler was charged with 11 felonies, attempted rape in the first degree, rape by instrumentation, domestic assault and battery by strangulation, multiple counts, two separate victims, and the district attorney's office opens its public defense by calling it conduct. How about your conduct there, not actually reading what actually happened and just saying the words conduct out loud? How about that bullshit right there, huh? Here's what that conduct actually looked like. According to the court documents and police affidavits that are now part of the public record, one victim told investigators that Butler strangled her unconscious. That's part of the conduct. A doctor who examined her said she was 30 seconds from death. That's part of the conduct. 30 seconds. It's not a figure of speech. It's not a medical assessment. Another victim reported that Butler told her he wanted to strangle her so he could film it on his phone. That's part of the conduct. And then he did exactly that. He set up his phone. He got on top of her, choked her until she passed out, and he recorded it so he could watch it later. That's part of the conduct, you stupid bitch. Police found that video when they searched his phone. It showed exactly what she described. That's part of the conduct. It's not conduct by a 16-year-old. That's predatory violence with a trophy collection. But sure, let's keep calling it conduct. The statement goes on to explain that most crimes committed by persons under 18 must be filed in juvenile court. And that's true. That's the law. But here's what the DA conveniently glosses over. This case wasn't filed in juvenile court. It was filed in adult court. Her office made that choice. Her office, the one that wants to say conduct. Yeah, that's your choice. They looked at 11 felony charges against two victims. They saw two strangulations. They saw the pattern, and they decided it was serious enough to charge Jesse Butler as an adult initially. That was the right call. And then they gave it away. Because after filing in adult court, after telling the families they were going to pursue this aggressively, the DA's office consented to youthful offender status. They let Butler's defense petition for reclassification, and they didn't fight it. Special Judge Susan Worthington granted the request in July because she's a fucking idiot. And suddenly a case that started with a possibility of 78 years in prison became community service and counseling until his 19th birthday. And here's where the statement gets really insulting. Thomas says her office explained to victims and their families that a youthful offender status was the most likely outcome. She frames this like she was managing expectations, like she was being honest with these families about the realities of the system. But that's not what the families say happened. That's not what the victims' attorneys say happened. Rachel Bousset, who represents one of the victims and her family, has been crystal clear. The clients are not happy with the plea deal. It was not discussed with them. They did not approve of it, and it should not have been handled the way it was handled. One of the mothers, Yvonne Sweeney, said that she was sobbing and begging the prosecutors not to pursue the youthful offender deal. Both families were, in Sweeney's words, vehemently opposed from the beginning. But you go ahead, you hide behind that, you say that. It makes it seem so much more, you know, believable. So when the DA says the families were consulted, what she means is they were informed. They were told, and when they objected, when they pled, when they cried, it didn't matter. The deal happened anyway. And the victim learned the final terms of that deal shortly before they walked into the courtroom. That's not consultation. That's notification. There's a difference. And in Oklahoma, there's supposed to be a law about that difference. It's called Marcy's Law. It's a constitutional amendment that guarantees crime victims the right to be heard, the right to be informed, the right to participate meaningfully in the process. Bousset has filed a motion arguing those rights were violated. She's asking the court to set aside the plea and hold a corrective hearing. But according to Laura Austin Thomas, everything was done by the book. Of course it was, because no one could possibly be wrong in this. Nobody could have done this incorrectly. Let's look about the let's talk about the part of the statement that made me actually stop and reread it, because I wasn't sure I was seeing this correctly. Thomas writes, years of experience tell us that juries often struggle with convicting defendants based upon delayed reports of sexual assault between people in ongoing consensual dating relationships. Let that sink in for a second. The district attorney, in her official public statement defending the outcome of a case involving repeated rape and near fatal strangulation, chose to use the phrase consensual dating relationships. Again, I'd like to say, let's put you in a consensual dating relationship with Jesse Butler for a couple days. Let's see how that works out. Let's see how consensual you think it is. Seriously, let's try it out. Give him carte blanche. Do whatever the fuck he wants. How consensual will it be? These weren't consensual relationships. They were relationships defined by coercion, threats, and violence. According to the affidavits, one victim told police she complied out of fear of what Butler would do to her if she did not. The other said Butler threatened to kill her and her family if she ever disclosed what happened. That's not consent, that's survival. But according to Oklahoma, that's just the words of a lovely baseball player who's got the future ahead of him. We cannot get in front of that. He's got so much potential to lead the world in so many wonderful ways. We can't stop this wonderful Christian man. Fuck that. Here's what Thompson is really saying. Even if she won't say it plainly, she didn't think she could win. She looked at video evidence of strangulation, at mechanical records of documented or medical records of documented injuries so severe they required surgery, at two separate victims with matching accounts of the same escalating pattern of violence, and she declared a jury might not buy it. Really? They might not buy it? Or are you protecting someone? Huh? Because they dated him, so they're not going to believe it. But they didn't report immediately, because that's how juries sometimes think about these cases. That's their reasoning, because juries are going to think about it differently. So let me step in ahead of everything, and let me take care of everything for you, because I'm the wise one here in the case. Yeah, aren't you? And you know what? Sometimes she might be right. Juries do sometimes struggle with these cases. That's the real problem. But the solution to their problem is not to surrender before the fight starts. The solution is not to look at overwhelming evidence and decide it's not worth pursuing because conviction isn't guaranteed. If that's the standard, if prosecutors only take cases they're certain they can win, then the system has already failed before the first witness is even freaking called. Thomas also frames the plea deal as a favor to the victims. She writes that the ultimate resolution of the case was reached without either victim having to testify or face cross-examination in a contested proceeding. She's positioning this like protection, like mercy. Like she was sparing these young women from additional trauma, even though they all spoke up and said, yeah, we want to fucking crucify this asshole, basically. Let me stop you from doing that. I have a better idea over here. Really? Again, let's lock you in a room with Jesse for a little while, see what happens. But again, that's not what the victims wanted. According to Bousset, these young women feel silenced because they wanted to testify. They wanted to talk about what their experience was and what they went through. They believed Butler was going to prison. They showed up ready to face him in court, and instead they watched him plead to no contest to everything without ever having to admit what he did and walk out with a punishment that ABC Nightline's Juju Chang described as slightly more than grounding. Because it was. The victims don't get to ask more questions. The victims didn't ask to be protected from testimony. They wanted their day. They wanted to be heard. And the system that was supposed to fight for them decided, well, you know what? We're going to decide this is not worth your trouble. We're just going to tell you We're going to tell you, you the victim. We know better. We know better. It's shocking this is all done by females as well, by the way. That is not lost on me. This is shocking. Let's talk about consequences, because the DA's statement makes a big deal about the consequences Butler supposedly faces. Should he fail, Thomas writes, he faces reclassification as an adult and a sentence of 10 years in prison. 10 years. That's a hammer hanging over his head. Not 78 years, which was the original potential sentence. 10. And that only happens if he screws up badly enough to trigger revocation. If he stays off social media, checks in with his supervision officer, does his 150 hours of community service, shows up for counseling until he turns 19, which is in August, his record gets expunged, gone, like it never happened. No conviction, no sex offender registration, nothing to warn the next girl he dates, except for all these videos that will live in infamy and will continue to update you for the rest of his God-given life. We'll find him. We'll talk about him. We'll make it a yearly, quarterly video. What's going on with Jesse Butler today? Or whatever the fuck his name ends up being. Jesse, again, just know, you will never be forgotten. We will find you. We will talk about you. We will expose you. We will make your life a living hell for any moment you continue to breathe the air on this planet with the rest of us. Enjoy. And by the way, he's already missed mandatory check-ins. Court documents show he failed to call in on required dates, citing forgetfulness and an eye issue. The court found him in compliance anyway, because you know what? You're a silly local rapist. Sometimes those things happen. You just got to kind of give him some leeway, right? I guess it's how it works in still fucking water, Oklahoma. So much for consequences. There's one more thing the DA statement doesn't address, and it's the thing everyone in Stillwater is talking about, but no one in an official capacity seems willing to acknowledge: the connections. Jesse Butler's father is the former director of football operations at Oklahoma State University, OSU in Stillwater. It's the heartbeat of the fucking town. And Special Judge Susan Worthington, the judge who granted youthful offender status after she ate everything at the Old Country Buffet, she has long-standing ties to OSU, where she earned two bachelor's degrees. Laura Austin Thomas herself is an OSU alumni. Her LinkedIn bio talks about her belief in an aggressive juvenile division as a first line of influence and defense of the lives of children in crisis. But we all know it's complete fucking bullshit by the way she's handled this. I'm not saying anyone did anything corrupt. Actually, I kind of am. I'm not alleging backroom deals or explicit favoritism. I kind of am. But I am saying that when a case this severe ends this softly and everyone involved has connections to the same institution, and that institution happens to be connected to the defendant's family, people are going to ask questions, and the DA statement doesn't even try to answer them. It doesn't acknowledge the perception. It doesn't address the optics. It just pretends the elephant isn't in the room. That silence speaks louder than anything in the statement. And here's what we're left with. Jesse Butler assaulted two teenage girls in back-to-back relationships using the same methods: coercion, threats, violence, strangulation. This wasn't a single incident. This was a pattern. It was an escalation. And the criminal justice system of Payne County, Oklahoma, looked at that pattern and decided that the appropriate response was counseling and community service. The victim's family have said publicly that they're afraid another woman will be hurt. And yes, she very, 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 very likely will. Yvonne Sweeney said it feels inevitable. Yes, unless she watches these videos and sees this, goes on a first date with this jackass and goes, "You look familiar. What is this all about?" Oh, fuck. You're welcome. State Representative J.J. Humphrey has called for a grand jury review. Protesters have filled the courthouse steps with signs that read, "No jail, no justice." And the district attorney released a statement explaining why actually everything was handled appropriately. Look, I understand the law is complicated. I understand youthful offender statuses exist for a reason. I understand that prosecutors have to make hard calls about which cases to take to trial, to which ones to settle. There's a lot that goes on there. But this case has video evidence. It has medical documentation. It has two victims with consistent accounts of this same behavior. If this evidence was strong enough to fight for, or was not strong enough to fight for, what is? What does a case need to look like before the system decides these girls are worth the effort? Laura Austin Thomas made choices. Her office made choices, and those choices sent a message, not just to Jesse Butler, but to every young woman in Oklahoma who might be thinking about coming forward with her story. The message is this: even if you have proof, even if there are multiple victims, even if he nearly killed you, it might not matter. It might still end with community service and a clean record. Because he was really good at hitting a ball. He's got that really good skill of taking the stick and hitting a ball. He's really special. And his dad does that too. His dad coaches people how to throw balls really far. Aren't they amazing? Aren't they amazing people? That's a system. Laura Austin Thomas is defending. And somewhere in Stillwater, two young women are living with the scars, physical and otherwise, of what Jesse Butler did to them. They came forward. They told their stories. They trusted the system to do its job, and it didn't do it. The system had other plans to enable that fucker to continue to live his life. So every time they go to the store, anywhere they go, they don't know if Jesse might be right there. "Hey, Jesse, how are you?" Lovely, lovely little Christian town of Stillwater, Oklahoma, isn't it? Seems just exactly like what you'd think. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Greatly appreciate them. We do read all of them, and I try to comment back as much as I possibly can. Hitting Killers with Tony Brewski is the name of our channel, if you choose to participate there. And give us subscribe if you would too. I really appreciate that. And Apple Podcasts, if you wouldn't mind, give us a review there. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Hit subscribe wherever you are watching this. I'm going to go bathe in Purell. Until next time, my name is Tony Brewski. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. you know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.